It's time now for Aging Well, brought to you today by the Institute of Gerontology at Wayne State University and underwritten by Wright and Philippus, the leaders in the home healthcare field. And our guest is Terry Bailey. And Terry is development officer with the IOG, and we're going to discuss the newest programs to spread needed information about aging to caregivers and to professionals and to older adults themselves. So if you have a question as we're talking, feel free to call us at 248-557-3300. Terry, good morning and welcome.
Good morning, Bob. How are you today?
Very well. I was just going to ask you the same thing.
Feeling great.
I'm glad to hear. Well, you always do.
I do.
I've never known you not to feel great.
Same here.
And the IOG, of course, has always been a wonderful leader in connecting research to people in need in our community. And in the past year, I hear that you have expanded your programs, and I want you to tell us about the new workshops or forums and trainings and things that you've been developing.
Well, thank you. Thanks for the opportunity. Last year, we really focused on expanding our outreach to older adults and to caregivers, and we ran 50 programs in the community in addition to our conference schedule, which is pretty large as well.
Mm-hmm.
This year we decided that we wanted to expand our professional outreach, because for every professional that we talk to, every nurse, every social worker, they have the opportunity to impact hundreds of older adults and their families every month. So as a higher learning institute, we put our nose to the grindstone, and we created a program called Easy CE. And CE stands for Continuing Education.
Easy CE.
Easy CE.
I like that. Yes. Easy Continuing Education. You know, continuing education is one of the great things that seniors can get into.
Oh, without question.
Because of what it can do for their ability to think and to keep their brain alive and alert and not get into dementia and that kind of a thing.
And they are welcome to attend all these programs, but these are primarily geared toward nurses and social workers who are required to have continuing education in order to maintain their licenses.
Yeah.
So what we are doing is we are reaching out into those professional communities, and we're providing quality continuing education that helps nurses and social workers to better understand the process of aging and to advocate for older adults. We're looking at subjects like depression assessment, pain management, stress reduction, ethics, Alzheimer's and dementia, early intervention and assessment, mobility issues.
Mm-hmm.
And we're also helping them to learn how to connect with the legal and financial world.
Oh, that's interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And these are open not only to the professionals that you deal with all the time, but to the average senior on the street.
Oh, absolutely. They're welcome to sit there. There are a lot of seniors who attend an audit professional education programs, and there are many retired professionals who continue to maintain their license.
Oh, okay.
So they are certainly welcome to attend these. We're running them in collaboration with nonprofit agencies like DAAA, Area Agency on Aging 1B, Adult Wellbeing Services, but we also are collaborating with for-profit organizations, and we're running these in American House Senior Living. We're running them in concert with elder law attorneys, a couple of home health care agencies to help educate their employees.
Obviously, these programs take place at lots of different locations then.
Yep, all over the place.
And as well as down at the IOG, which is on the Wayne State campus. That's on
East Ferry
Street.
Yep.
Right. Just east of Woodward Avenue. It's really easy to get to, and there's parking behind the building, and
mm-hmm.
it's a wonderful facility. And what's the telephone number down there when they want to call to find out about these programs and where to go to take advantage of them?
Anybody interested in attending these programs or having us run one of them for them would call at the main line, which is
313-577-2297. 2297. And that's the number they can call and talk to you, too.
Absolutely.
We're talking with Terry Bailey from the Institute of Gerontology down at Wayne State. And we're going to continue this interesting conversation. If you'd like to join us, you can at 248-557-3300. But underwriting this conversation today are the wonderful folks, the leaders in the home healthcare field, the folks at Wright and Philippus.
Wright and Philippus, first to serve your home healthcare needs.
I'm A.J. Philippus, president of Wright and Philippus. People come through our doors needing items such as portable oxygen, wheelchairs, and diabetic shoes. But when they leave, they have much more than a medical product. They leave with a better quality of life. That's our daily mission at Wright and Philippus, and it's why we'll work harder to provide you with the caring service you'd expect from the area's leading home health care company. Over the past 60 years, we've earned a reputation for providing the best service in the industry. It will always be our company's number one goal, and is our commitment to you. If you or a family member need anything for home health care, please visit the Wright and Philippus nearest you. We have more than 30 locations throughout the state to serve you.
Wright and Philippus, first to serve your home health care needs.
And incidentally, I know that there are a number of us who do not go online, so you can't go to firsttoserve.com, but you can pick up the phone and call the folks at Wright and Philippus toll free. 1-800-482-0222. They indeed are the leaders in the home health care field. We're talking with Terry Bailey from the IOG. And Terry, we were talking about professionals in the field, and I've been reading about the shortage of gerontologists and geriatricians and other health care professionals who understand how to treat older adults. Now, how is the IOG helping to compensate for this shortage? Do you have any programs like that?
That is a great question, Bob. And you're right, there is a serious lack of people, of professionals who specialize. So our goal is to train as many of the professionals that are out there working with older adults on issues that are critical to them. So it's like a first grade teacher. They have to be an expert in everything. And so if and a nurse or a social worker that is not or a physician that is not specifically trained in geriatrics has to be an expert in every aspect of treating people. And because our concern is older adults, we go in and we try to help them specialize and help them understand what's different about working with an older adult, what things they need to know, what things they need to recognize to help best advocate. That's really what this professional education program is about.
And I suppose it's only going to get worse in terms of the shortage because of the baby boomers. That big bulge is now becoming seniors.
Right.
And they're turning into their middle 60s.
That's correct.
And the field, and we're living longer too. That's
yes,
another thing. You need more gerontologists and geriatricians and people who are professionals in this field. Of course, at the IOG, the Institute of Gerontology, they train the gerontologists, don't they?
Yes, we do. We have, I think this year it's 17 graduate students, but we flux between 15 and 25 pre- and postdoctoral graduate students.
So they take the pre-med stuff over at Wayne State, and then they get into their doctoral degrees or advanced degrees through the IOG.
Well, and they could come from many different universities.
Oh, okay.
And they specialize in many different topics because, like people, we are interdisciplinary. We're about all sorts of different things: medical, physical, economic, psychological, and so all of our students, like our faculty, come from a variety of different disciplines, and we train them and help them specialize their field around issues that are relevant and important to older adults.
What kind of training products do you have for these professionals? Are there special tools that they work with?
Well, they work with, they're mentored by the faculty.
Sure.
But in thinking in terms of tools, what we have started to do is to create a series of DVDs that professionals can take home, can have in their office. That will help them understand very critical topics. Corporations can buy them and train their staff with them. I'm holding one in my hand right now. It's called SAGE, which stands for Skills to Advance Gerontology Excellence. And it is a 7-DVD set that helps occupational and physical therapists, as well as nurses, social workers, home health care workers, in integrating mental health into therapy practices with older adults. Depression is very often overlooked in working with older adults.
Indeed.
And it leads to so many other health concerns, just a myriad of problems. And so under the director, the leadership of our director, Peter Lichtenberg, we have really set forth a strong effort to help professionals recognize and intervene for adults that have depression. So we have a 7-DVD set. We are condensing. We've done another project to condense this. And I believe it'll be a 3-DVD set specifically geared toward home health care workers so that we can help hopefully identify depression in more older adults and avoid additional hospital stays, other health concerns, and certainly to improve quality of life.
Well, it sounds interesting, and of course you do a lot of research work down there too, as well as training, and it's amazing what the IOG does down at Wayne State. They're nationally recognized as being one of the leading research and educational facilities in the field of gerontology all over the country. We're talking with Terry Bailey, who's a development officer from the IOG, and if you have questions for Terry about gerontology or aging, 248-557-3300 is our number. And if the question is, what do I do when somebody is facing the end of life? That's an interesting problem and very, very difficult for most families. But there is a group that can help. They are called Hospice of Michigan.
People who are terminally ill live in many states. There's the state of fear, the state of depression, and the state of denial. But in the state of Michigan, they have one hospice they can count on. The state's largest hospice, Hospice of Michigan. All hospices are not the same. As the state's largest and most experienced hospice, Hospice of Michigan has the expertise to help you get through it. We help with things like patient care, pain management, counseling for the entire family, and giving caregivers a little time off. Most people wait far too long to arrange hospice care, so don't put it off. The sooner you call us, the sooner we can help out. All hospices are not the same. Specify Hospice of Michigan to your doctor or call us at 888-HOM-5656. That's 888-HOM-5656. Online, visit HOM.org.
Terry, we've got Inez in Detroit who has a question for you. Inez, good morning. You're on the air with Terry Bailey.
Yes, good morning to both of you, all three of you.
Yes.
Hi there.
Listen, hon, I had called Bob the other day about I'm suffering with, I shouldn't even say it that way. I have high blood pressure, so I wanted to buy my own, kit, and I wanted to know from you which would be the best one to get. Where would I go to get it?
Well, Inez, I'm really glad to hear that you're on top of that. I know I should be taking my blood pressure every day.
We all should, yes.
Yeah, we all should. That's true. I would be remiss if I referred you to the right, refer to specific product, because we don't specialize in specific products.
Mm-hmm.
I think the best thing to do would be to call your physician or even ask your pharmacist. What they recommend as far as a blood pressure kit,
okay.
Either one of those people would, I'm sure, be able to recommend something to you.
You know, it just occurred to me, Inez, that the people who are underwriting this discussion today are the folks at Wright and Philippus, and they are a home health care company, and they have all kinds of products. If you were to call them and tell them that you're one of the neighbors, ask them what they would recommend for, the home blood pressure units.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure that they would, they've got, tell them what price range you want to be in, and they probably have them in various price ranges, and they would recommend the best one, and nobody knows the home healthcare business better than these folks.
Okay, that's a good suggestion.
I would strongly suggest that you call Right in Philippus. They've got locations all over the metropolitan area.
In fact, I think they got one in the receiving hospital.
Yeah,
yes, they do.
All,
they
have.
So that's oh boy.
Yeah.
That's in my area. You know, I'm all over the place.
Let me give you their phone number again. It's 1-800.
Uh-huh.
482-0222.
0222.
Yeah,
222. Okay, honey.
Well, and we're still waiting for our neighbors to call in with the answer to that question, because I know that neighbors who have actually bought a piece of equipment and really like it will call and tell us what they like, and that'll give you an idea of what to do to shop around. But you can start with Wright and Philippus, because they'd be great people to give you advice.
All right. I appreciate it.
Inez, I appreciate your call.
All right.
Take great care of yourself, Inez.
Yes,
hey, I got
it. Take care and don't let your blood pressure get off.
There you go. Okay. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Inez.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Terry. Back to our conversation.
Sure.
Because I know that aging issues don't just affect our thinking and social skills and physical well-being. You were mentioning earlier finances and legal rights, and these things become increasingly important as we get older. How do people get reliable information about things like financing and legal problems?
You know, it's great that you're talking about this. What we recognize the very same thing, and at the Institute of Gerontology about 2 years ago, we took the we have a group of financial planners and elder law attorneys that we have relationships with. I know that you sit on the board with a couple of them, and so we put them on a committee. These are all people that we consider to be ethical, and we are going to be running an outreach event with them. They're actually going to run it. We're sort of supporting them.
Uh-huh.
In the fall. It's called Crossing Borders. We hope this is an annual event. It's also professional education. And the goal of this conference is to connect legal and financial experts with healthcare workers. So, in other words, to teach social workers and nurses how to integrate with the health, with the financial and legal world, how to refer their patients, when to refer their patients and their clients. And we're going to set up a social networking component to this so that if a home health care worker who is aware of this could, and we'll hope that you can help market this as well, Bob, but if, say, a home health care worker or a social worker or a nurse discharge planner is working with Mrs. Smith, she could go on this website, on this into this network, and she could see the attorneys that were there and say, this person specializes in Medicaid, and I would recommend that you contact that person, and here's the information that we have from these people, and connect them to reliable, ethical, legal and financial folk.
Yeah.
But we agree with you, and that was the whole impetus for this program and for our committee, because obviously, if there are problems with people not being able to afford medication, that ricochets into a variety of other health issues, and just simply the stress of not being able to manage finances or to make the changes and modifications that need to as we age can cause a myriad of problems.
Well,
so
we're
trying to connect the health professionals and the mental health professionals to the attorneys and the CPAs and the insurance agents and the financial planners to advocate properly.
Have you set a date yet for that program?
Yes, we have. It's October 27th, and it's going to be at the MSU Michigan Geriatric Education Conference Center in Troy.
Yeah, that's in Troy?
Yep, at Square Lake. It'll be on our website in about 2 or 3 weeks.
It's the Michigan State University Geriatric Center.
Yep.
I didn't realize they had one out in Troy.
Geriatric Education Center. It's a conference center out in, it's backed by the Geriatric Education Center. It's the conference center that they have on Square Lake and Crooks.
And it will be on October 27th. Is it an all-day thing?
Yes, it is.
And what time does it start in the morning?
It'll start at 8:30. And I think it goes until 4.
8:30 to 4. And what's the price on it? Is there a charge?
It's going to be $100 for the day, and it really is geared toward professionals. That's why the price is such as it is. I believe it's 6 continuing education credits for nurses and social workers and case managers.
Okay.
It will also provide 6 credit hours for continuing legal education and continuing financial planning education for certified financial planners.
Well, many of our listeners may not themselves be doing that sort of thing, but they will have family members mm-hmm. or friends that are in those fields who would be interested in getting continuing education credit mm-hmm. and learning what's going on. So they would call the IOG for more information about this. It's coming up on October 27th. What day is that, do you know?
It's a Thursday, I believe.
Thursday, from 8:30 in the morning till 4 in the afternoon at the Michigan State University Geriatric Education Center out in Troy. And you can find out more about that by calling the IOG at 313-577-2297. That's interesting. And I hope that you have a big turnout. Is it restricted in terms of how many people you can
see? I think we can seat just over 300.
Oh, well, that's good.
Mm-hmm.
Because you're going to be working with other organizations to get the professionals interested in coming out to that.
We are. Yep.
I hope you have a big turnout because that's exactly the kind of thing we need, is better dissemination of information between the professionals and the working people who are dealing with the nurses and the like, who are dealing with the elderly, and they need to know more about these things.
Without question.
Well, that brings up a big question that everybody has had recently, which is about health reform. I want to talk to you about that, if I may, and we'll do that in a minute, but a little bit earlier we were talking about the baby boomers and how we need more gerontologists because everybody's getting older, and an awful lot of people, maybe many of us listening right now, are turning 65. And I might mention that the best gift you can give yourself is Medicare coverage
mm-hmm.
that's right for you. And that's because original Medicare doesn't cover all medical costs. You can be responsible for deductibles, for co-pays, for co-insurances. Learn more about your Medicare choices by attending one of the free Medicare workshops that are being offered by HAP, the Health Alliance Plan. Health Alliance Plan and Alliance Health and Life Insurance Company are health plans with a Medicare contract. For example, their PPO got the highest rating in all of Michigan for this year of 2010, and no Medicare HMO in the entire state rated higher than HAP's Senior Plus. Plus, HAP offers a variety of choices for you, including things like Medicare Advantage and Part D and a whole host of Medicare supplement plans. HAP's Medicare knowledgeable sales staff works with you to help identify which of these options will best meet your needs. So if you're turning 65, HAP is here to help. Call for more information or attend one of those free Medicare workshops. You can get more information by calling 1-800-449-1515. Talk to HAP, the Health Alliance Plan. 1-800-449-1515. Terry, health reform has everybody talking about the possible changes in insurance coverage,
mm-hmm.
and we're all worrying about that. Does the IOG have anything planned to help folks?
Oh, yes, we do.
With
and
that?
As I was listening to you talk about HAP and read the support of them, they're a strong supporter of us as well. And yes, we are collaborating with WWJ 950
okay.
To run a program on November 6th. It'll be right before early enrollment because absolutely people have all kinds of questions, and older adults and caregivers spend hours and hours and hours trying to make the best choices for their family members, for themselves. Every year can be very confusing and take an awful lot of time. So what we decided is that the best thing we could do for older adults and for their caregivers is to have one place, one time prior to early enrollment that you could go to get all of the healthcare information that's relevant to making the best insurance decisions for you in one place.
Where's that place going to
be?
Well,
this is up in the air at this moment. When I get off the phone with you today, I will be finalizing. It will either be at Macomb Community College or it'll be at Schoolcraft.
Okay, either Macomb or Schoolcraft.
Yeah, but I'm sorry, we don't know yet. The location that we had planned is just not going to accommodate the right accommodate us. But
you've got a date. It's November.
But we have a date. It's November
the 6th.
And it's going to be in the morning.
This is something, you know, obviously you're gearing this toward professionals.
This we're gearing toward seniors.
Okay, this is not for the way you said that, I sounded like you were talking about prior to education, you know, then I was thinking, well, that, those are people who are in the field.
Right. No, this is going to be geared towards seniors.
Oh, this is for all of us.
Yes, this is for seniors, and this is for the designated daughters out there that are helping make decisions for mom and dad.
Okay. Like caregivers.
Yep. So what we're going to be doing is at one of these two locations, and as I said, hopefully in the next two or three days, and it will be on our website, and I'll make sure you know about it, and you can tell everybody.
Is there a charge for this?
No, this is going to be free of charge.
This is going to be free? You're going to have to get me a press release when you get it ready.
I absolutely will.
When you figure out where you're going to go.
Yep.
And we'll be delighted to, because that's something I think that almost, we have a very large segment of seniors, because we've been on the air so doggone long.
Mm-hmm.
People have gotten, I was a young man when this show started. And I'm an oldster now. Anyway. And I'm not alone. We've got an awful lot of people who are like myself. They've been listening for almost 50 years, and we've gotten older. At any rate, it's coming on November 6th, so kind of mark that date in the morning, and it will be either at the Macomb Community College or at Schoolcraft. It would be nice if you could go to both of them.
Well, we'd love to. We were hoping that next year we can do two.
Have two dates, because those are on different sides of the
Absolutely.
Metropolitan area.
Yep.
And that would accommodate people much more easily.
It sure would.
At any rate, I want to find out about what people can do to get involved with the IOG and to help them in as we wrap this conversation up. But before we get out of here, another group that you work with all the time is the Area Agency on Aging 1B.
Yes, it is.
And I wanted to toss in a quick word, because if you know someone who would like to leave a nursing home, the Area Agency on Aging 1B can help. If you or a loved one is a nursing home resident and you are eligible for Medicaid, they will work with you to help arrange a safe living situation outside of that nursing home. You may also be eligible to receive support and care services once you are home. And depending on your needs, you may be eligible to return to your own home, or maybe you'll move in with family members or move to an assisted living or an adult foster care facility. They're much nicer than nursing homes. For more information, and to find out if you are eligible, please call the Area Agency on Aging 1B at 1-800-852-7795 or go online to their website, AAA1B.com. This announcement is supported in part by the Michigan Department of Community Health. Now, speaking about the Institute of Gerontology, Terry, just as a quick wrap-up here, if one of our listeners would like to get involved and help the IOG, what should they do?
Well, they should call myself or Donna McDonald at 313-577-2297. We have tons of volunteer opportunities.
Okay, so you can volunteer or you can make a contribution.
Or you can donate, absolutely.
Donations
or both.
Volunteering.
Uh-huh.
We could do a whole program on volunteer work.
Absolutely. I'd love to be part of that.
You'll have to tell Peter that may be our next Aging Well segment.
Sounds great.
At any rate, it's always fun, and I'll look forward to seeing you down at one of our meetings.
Sounds great. Thanks a lot, Bob.
Jerry,
have a terrific day.
Have a wonderful day.
All right.
Aging
Bye-bye.
Well has been brought to you by the Institute of Gerontology at Wayne State University, and, of course, underwritten by the wonderful folks at Wright and Philippus. And we'll look forward to another get-together next month and more tips on aging well.